Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again. Been a little while.
It's been a little bit. Yep, it has.
Hey, as you know, we're in the legislative session. We were just talking to one of the reps here recently. And, of course, your job involves heading down there and finding out what's going on with their state capitol. What do you want them to know and what do you want them to do this year?
Well, I just want everyone to know and to help me celebrate. Iron Mining is having 135th anniversary this year. And so I think that we can all be proud of the state that we've built together. But I think 135 years of iron mining is a true testament to both the resources that are available within the ground in Minnesota, but also the hard and diligent work of the iron miners in northeastern Minnesota.
And you're the largest consumer of energy, probably.
Yes, we are. We consume the largest amount of energy, and that's in large part due to the way that we mine the ore body. We actually have to crush it up into a very fine powder, and then we roll it into taconite pellets, and we send those taconite pellets all over the country to create steel, which Americans use every day. And we're very proud of our history and our heritage. But it wouldn't be possible without energy. And honestly, our industry has benefited quite a great deal from energy. And we're moving now more and more towards clean energy resources. And I think that as we do that, we have to be very prudent about where we invest and how we invest and how much money we're all spending on energy.
What's going on with proposals being considered before the Senate and House regarding what you just talked about, clean energy?
Yeah, there's quite a few different options available. I think that the House has done what the House does. They have done everything they possibly can to go to their base. And so they've got a number of different things that they're proposing, including some battery storage language, which is difficult for us because of the amount of energy we consume over a given period of time. We don't have that capacity or capability to actually use a whole lot of the battery storage part of it. But then if you look at the Senate's a little bit more prudent. They're looking closely at alternatives and all options and then an all energy package. And I think that that's really helpful and beneficial. But like I said, I think as anybody moves forward, we really have to be very careful and consider the cost and the cost implications. Across the state, all industries and all residences are paying about 50% more for their energy than they were previously. And I think we just have to kind of be careful about that, and especially in the iron mining world. That's 60% more is about what we're paying for our clean energy options. And granted, we really enjoy the opportunity to be able to say we are the cleanest iron and steel producers in the world. But, you know, that also comes at a significant cost when you're trading on the global market. So
the last time we chatted, we were talking about the stockpiling that was taking place in China and causing some iron issues, of course, here particularly. Has that improved?
You know, it really hasn't. China has continued to stockpile. The United States and Minnesota combined produce about 86 million tons of steel, and that 86 million tons of steel is used in every American's daily lives. But if you look at what China is able to produce in that same time period, in a one-year time period, China produced 986 million tons of steel. So they're going to continue to produce. The problem is when they send it to our shores and they undercut our steel making capacity and capabilities. And so I think that we just have to be very diligent about protecting our resource in the United States so that we always have that steel available so that Americans can continue to live the modern lives that they live today.
What's the job situation in Iron Mining Association right now? What are you seeing for employment? Do you need people? Can you get people?
Yeah.
Can you get qualified people?
That's a really great question. We actually do need people. We pay very well, anywhere between $80,000 and $100,000 starting salary. Granted, you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year in some of the most extreme conditions the continental United States has to offer. But I think that it's a really good opportunity. We are in a position right now where a lot of the people that have been with us for 30, 40, even longer than that, are starting to retire. And as they retire, we need new people coming in. So if you would like to come and join our world, certainly check out. We've got our website, the TACNight.org website, and you can find some of those jobs available. But we also have jobs available in some of our other support businesses as well. And so constantly be looking, because there are a lot of great opportunities to live a really good life and a really good lifestyle up here.
And I assume we can go to that website for a lot more information to know more about the iron mining.
Yes, of course. And we also have one more website called MinnesotaIron.org. And I wanted to address something too. I saw yesterday that there was a Star Tribune poll about people opposing new mining near the Boundary Waters and or on the Iron Range.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, you know, we've been doing this for 135 years and we're really doing the best job possible. But I also have a poll that says quite the opposite, that says that iron mining is supported by over 60%. So it's really in how you write those polls and how you address those polls. And so I think that it's in everyone's interest to really look into the details of what questions were asked and how they were asked. I think it's a false narrative, too, to pit environment versus jobs, because all of our miners, when they come into our facilities, they learn that there are two priorities, safety and environment. It is our job to be good stewards of the environment, and we take that job very seriously. And so I think that it's a false narrative in that case.
Kelsey, we will look forward to seeing you here in town at the state capitol. I appreciate you taking the call this morning on your way down here to the Twin Cities.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
That's Kelsey Johnson, and she, of course, with the Iron Mining Association. So we've been talking a lot about what's happening at the state capitol today, and this is another one of the many things they're taking a look at and discussing, and you heard her address the poll there as well, which is big news in the area. 19 right now, WCCO here on the Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.